Kicks 106. Good morning, everybody. Dwayne and Abby broadcasting from David Crockett State Park in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee.
We're touring our Tennessee State Parks. We're already halfway through. We got to extend the trip.
No kidding.
We got to find more parks to go to.
Let's do it.
We're hooking up with Park Ranger Rachel Lee here at David Crockett to talk more about the amazing wonders of our Tennessee State Parks. Oh, we're so excited to be at your state park, David Crockett State Park. We had no idea the scope of our Tennessee State Parks, living in Tennessee for 20 years and had never been here. Rachel, what's wrong with us?
We hear that a lot. We hear how people are like, this is the first time we've ever been here, especially this summer. So we've had a whole lot of people coming in. I'm sure y'all know camper sales have been up crazy amounts with COVID. So we've seen a lot of those first time campers and they're like, we didn't know this was here and we only live an hour away. So, and then they love it. And then they're coming back over and over and over again.
Talked about Crockett's meal yesterday. Great food. I needed a hamburger. I've been wanting one for so long. Belinda and the girls took real good care of us.
Awesome. Good. I'm glad. So it looked good. It looked good when it came to the table. That's why I'm fixing to go to lunch
there
in
you
a few
go.
Minutes.
Nice. And I think that's a lot of misconceptions for people who are like, oh, I'm not going to sleep on the ground and make all my food over a fire. You don't have to camp that way.
You don't have to. No, you don't. We call glamping and camping. There's two different types. So, and we can cater to both. So you can come and you can cook over a fire. You can have one meal over the fire. You can go to the restaurant. If you're here on the weekends, you can get it all you care to eat breakfast, family style, brought to your table. So at Crockett's Meal, we're close enough to town to have those amenities also, as well as the Walmart and the Kroger. So, but then you don't feel like you're that close to town when you're in the park. You actually feel like you're out. So.
What is your favorite part?
I grew up here, so that's a hard one. There are several springs that are on trails that you really have to get out to explore, where they'll come out from under a tree or something like that. So those hidden little secrets that most people don't know about.
Rachel, you are a camper. What is your favorite camping memory? Doesn't have to be David Crockett necessarily, but over the years, what was what's the one that is like the warmest glow for you in your memory?
So taking them to Fall Creek Falls the first time. So, and I know y'all have been there.
Yes.
So, but teaching them how to look over the bluff, like you teach people not to just walk out to the edge, because when they do and they look over, then they get, they're too close and they'll fall. And so teaching a 4-year-old how to crawl across the rock to look on his belly so that he could see that, and then how amazed they were. Just that connection, that moment that they, the awe-inspiring moment that they had.
Here, our full chat with Ranger Rachel Lee. We talk a lot more about what there is to do here at David Crockett State Park at kicks106.com.